6 months after Cyclone Yasi destroyed the North Queensland resort islands of Bidara and Dunk, their future is still uncertain. The luxury resorts remain closed. Their owner is now looking for an outside investor at a time when the tourism industry is really in the doldrums. On the back of this bad news, the Queensland government has stepped up. Today it will send rangers to set up camp on Dunk Island to begin work to get the area's internationally renowned walking tracks reopened. Cathy Van Extel reports.
The resorts on Dunk and Bidara Islands lie off Mission Beach, about an hour and a half south of Cairns. It was this area that copped the brunt of Category 5 Cyclone Yasi in February. Until recently, the owners, Hideaway Resorts, were talking about reopening next April. Now it's a big question mark. The company says it's unfeasible to refurbish the resorts alone. It's about to engage an agent to secure expressions of interest in a joint redevelopment venture or the sale of the resorts. It's yet another setback for the North Queensland tourism industry, which has been struggling over the past 3 years with dwindling tourist numbers. Tourism Tropical North Queensland CEO Rob Jason says much of the impact will be felt by businesses associated with the islands.
That does have enormous ramifications for communities such as Mission Beach, and it truly highlights the supply chain that feeds so many small businesses and local communities. We are very keen to work with all authorities to see what can be done to ensure that these two facilities over the next 12 months can be re-established. Obviously, there's a lot of work to be done as yet.
One of those businesses directly impacted by the closure of Dunk and Bidara Islands is NQ Heliworks, a specialist helicopter adventure and scenic flight company. This week, the family owners sold their helicopter to a WA tourism operation because tourism numbers were too low to sustain the business. Another company that provided reef and diving tours from the islands and the mainland has lost 30% of its trade. Calypso Adventures resumed normal operations at Easter, and operations manager Peter Montgomery says a few years ago the company was dependent on the resorts. But as Mission Beach becomes more popular with tourists, that's changed. He says the uncertainty about the future of Dunk and Bidara resorts is a setback for local businesses.
It's definitely going to affect some businesses more than others. Those islands are definitely a draw card for people to come to the area to visit, a great loss in reality to the area. But as far as our business goes, a percentage of that business comes from them, but we're still going quite good, really.
While Mother Nature has taken with one hand, she's given with another. This year's cold winter in eastern Australia has motivated more people to take a northern holiday. On top of that, Peter Montgomery says Australia's made an effort to support the region.
A lot of southerners are getting up here and supporting the local area, which is great to see.
It's been a hard slog.
It's been hard, yeah, but things are definitely improving. People are getting back into the area, and a lot of people that we've spoken to have specifically come here to help out this area, so that's a great thing from the fellow Australians, I suppose.
While much of the Mission Beach area has been cleaned up since Yasi, there's local frustration about the lack of action in reopening the national park facilities on Dunk Island.
The day facility area on Dunk Island was widely used by the locals and tourists. Our jet ski business operates from there. The National Park camping ground and the access to the National Park walking tracks is all from there. So yeah, look, something definitely needs to be established there. I suppose this is the time where people need to start thinking about that. And in reality, I think marine facilities need to be looked at in general in this area as well to upgrade them and get people back here.
Responsibility for repairs on Dunk Island are shared between Queensland Government, the resort owner and the Cassowary Coast Council. On the back of these community concerns, the Queensland Government has decided to act. Yesterday announcing it'll send rangers to the island from today to begin the extensive task of clearing and rebuilding the walking tracks. Tourism Minister Vicky Darling says the job's expected to take 5 weeks.
Well, obviously our priority was to go for national parks that have usage. Because Dunk Island Resort was closed, it did go a little bit further down the list. I understand how important it is for the people of Mission Beach to be able to use the national parks on Dunk Island, and work will be starting very shortly on getting those tracks open again and making sure we can get tourism kicking along.
In fact, in the past few months, tourism in the area has been kicking along the best it has for a few years, according to Rob Jason from Tourism Tropical North Queensland.
The holiday season that we're currently in has been one of the better seasons for a number of years, which is extremely encouraging considering the high Australian dollar and the range of competition that's out there. But the patchiness of the forward bookings is possibly an indication of the new traveller. People are, in fact, booking much later, and that was a trend emerging a couple of years ago, but they are starting to even make bookings later than we had anticipated, and with only 1 or 2 weeks' notice sometimes.
It's a similar story for the Townsville region. Scott Waters is from the business and tourism marketing group Townsville Enterprise.
We are starting to see recovery during our high season. The cold weather in the south of Australia has really started to be able to move a number of those visitors from interstate back up into Queensland for the warmer weather. But however, it has been a very, very a tough season for us in this part of the world. And our fear is for the future oncoming shoulder and low seasons that we will see a sizable drop-off.
Can businesses hold out in another bad season?
It's going to be tough, and it's one where we'd love to be able to see a degree of cash flow assistance to come through to these operators. It's one where we've worked very closely with government. Cyclone Yasi affected a huge amount of the Queensland coast and even to the south of Townsville within the Burdekin region as well. So there's a large area that was covered. Not all received the high level of disaster relief, and as a result of that, we have seen a number of operators close. We are working with those that are in distress at the moment, and we hope to be able to do everything we can to keep them afloat.
There was one bright spot for the North Queensland tourism industry this week, with the reopening on Monday of the luxury Hayman Island Resort in the Whitsunday region, which has been closed for 4 months due to damage from Cyclone Anthony and Cyclone Yasi. Needless to say, the industry is looking nervously to the wet season ahead.
Our Queensland correspondent Cathy Van Extel with that report. And hands up, who'd like to make a trip right now to Hayman, Dunk, Bidara, anywhere up there? I certainly would. It's 8:29 on Breakfast.